The total estimated material deposited there is just over 10 million cubic meters. So it's about one-tenth. What happens is that, you see, like a vacuum which sucks up, they will just skim off the particular area, the quantities. And we'll have people on the dredge vessel.
Supervised.
To monitor, to make sure they don't go out of the area. Now, a multi-beam bathymetric survey of the borer site was concluded on April the 13th. This is just recently here. A review of the point cloud data revealed no presence of rocks, corals, or seagrass. Now, that is important. If there are no corals and there are no seagrass, you don't have fish down there.
Yeah, marine life is minimal.
You don't have marine life down there. An independent report commissioned by the Port Project Implementation Unit, that's the one which Laura Brown heads, in the Ministry of Urban Development and done through Hamburg University of Technology and Wasabo, WSSER, BAU, River and Coastal Engineering, independently reviewed the impact, the dredging scheme to be done off Argyle will have on near or near shore conditions.